need some cooking, some loving.
Steam fills the kitchen, baby, and the warming smells of cooking vegetables and seafood reach your nostrils. Bacon dripping sizzle, wilting peppers and onions, searing the shrimp, creating an overwhelming aroma of mama's home cooking that you know so well. Your favorite South Carolina shrimp gumbo, served hot over a plate of rice, will fill your stomach tonight.
Africans played a large role in shaping the Low Country South's culinary and cultural identity. This resulted in a multicultural mix of American and African foods. The relationship between colonial Americans and the African-born slaves that had been brought to the New World created a uniquely Low Country cuisine. It is said that African influence was so deep that non-black Southerners who traveled to other parts of the country often had to seek African-American restaurants and supermarkets to find the foods which they craved. Certain ingredients were indigenous to an African lifestyle. Greens, various vegetables, and rice were the staple of many African diets. Africans commonly mixed these items and more into stews. Foods that became part of the Southern diet from African-American heritage include kola nuts, sesame seeds, okra, sorghum, black-eyed peas, and African rice. Once brought to the New World, slaves had to mold their previous diets to the restrictions placed on them by the shackles of slavery. One of the primary reasons for the transmissions of the food culture was the fact that as slaves, Africans traditionally had to cook for their master. Evidence of the transmission of African culture can be seen in recipes, individual food items, and methods of food preparation. While slaves used refined cooking methods for their masters, they had to use ingenuity for their personal food preparation due to a lack of high-quality ingredients and cookware. Slaves learned how to incorporate traditional African ingredients with European foods, such as flour, milk, and eggs.
During the era of slavery, a typical black kitchen prepared three solid meals daily: breakfast, dinner, and supper. Breakfast is a combination of both European and African ingredients. It consists of grits, homemade biscuits, ham or bacon, molasses or syrup, fresh milk, and fresh eggs. Additionally, it would not be unusual to substitute bacon or ham for country-smothered steak, fried chicken, or pork chops. This substantial meal for breakfast is meant to provide nutrition throughout the day. In Africa, when a black child goes to school, a mother sees to it that he or she has had at least one hot meal. Dinner is scheduled around late noontime, consisting of greens with pot liquor. Hot liquor is made up of collards, turnips, cabbage, beet greens, mustard seasoning, with pork skins, fatback, or ham hocks. Last is the late evening meal, where lighter food is served. This may include fruits, fried chicken, biscuits, or creamed potatoes. The most common meal in Africa was known as gumbo. Gumbo was a stew containing meat such as chicken and beef, seafood such as shrimp or crawfish, and vegetables, primarily okra. Okra is a plant which is native to Africa, bearing delicious, edible green fruits. There are many different varieties of gumbo, but almost all contain okra. Gumbo is also thickened with a butter stock, known as roux, and seasoned with African seasonings. Gumbo is a perfect example of soul food. To Africans themselves, food was a source of expression, freedom, and tradition that they were able to maintain in their new world, despite white oppression and slavery. Deep repression that Africans felt as they longed for their home was seen in the Low Country food culture of the United States as they yearned for their native cuisine to live on in the new world.
Certain ingredients, such as rice, made up many soul food recipes. Soul food is a complex term to define, but it represents a black spiritual ritual deeply embedded in the culture of African Americans since the days of slavery. Food is consumed during almost every religious ritual for blacks, who regard the communal meal as a celebration. Since religious practices were limited in the New World, soul food lived on through new means. African food culture was retained within plantation society of the Low Country. Africans were indoctrinated into plantation life, where they were forced to use African recipes with American-grown ingredients. Rice was known as South Carolina gold and became a precious commodity due to the tropical climate similar to the West African coast. Senegambian and Gold Coast Africans were especially sought after by Low Country slave traders due to their experience and technical expertise in rice cultivation in Africa. rice cultivation required long, arduous hours in mosquito-infested, putrid swamp water, where the threat of reptiles and disease plagued every slave working. However, these working conditions also kept masters away from the fields, allowing slave culture and self-expression to flourish. The economy of the Low Country was founded upon the rice plantations that supplied urban areas such as Charleston, the richest city in America before the Revolution. Restaurants served popular African-influenced recipes such as red rice, a dish containing bacon, tomatoes, and chicken broth.
Africans were not able to eat all the food that we have talked about so far, with the exception of some meager leftovers. While similar in ingredients, slave food differed greatly in quality from the kind of food that blacks prepared for their masters. Despite limited access to ingredients and cookware, black slave women still creatively prepared meals for themselves and their family. Slave cooks were forced to work with undesirable sections of animals such as pig's feet, ham hocks, chitlins, pig's ears, hog jowl, tripe, cracklins, giblets, chicken wings, and oxtail. These skills acquired in Africa left women survival-oriented and thus more creative when cooking with leftovers or less appetizing animal parts. She acquired the universal ability to cook all parts of everything and leave nothing to waste. For a slave, nutrition was survival as well as pleasure. The meaning of soul food for Africans transitioned over time with the drastic change they endured through the Atlantic slave trade. Prior to slavery in the New World, Africans celebrated food culture through ceremonial and religious practices. However, their enslavement within America, an introduction to the Low Country plantation lifestyle, forced a change in the meaning of soul food. Soul food became an expression of passion and freedom, an avenue for the transmission of African culture in an otherwise oppressive environment.